from locally produced fruits, vegetables, and grass-fed beef, to candles and soap crafted by regional artisans, Friendly Market in Florence, Kentucky, has a wide variety of items to satiate the palate of any locavore. Jack Berbrick, owner of Friendly Market, is a Kentucky native and maintains strong connections with the local agriculture of the Commonwealth. Berbrick and the other merchants at the market work diligently to make sure that the very best Kentucky has to offer is available in one easy-to-find location. I'm here with Jack Berbrick, owner of the Friendly Market in Florence, Kentucky. Jack, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
I guess first and foremost, I'm curious about the origins of Friendly Market, how it all got started.
Well, a number of years ago, I had owned a farm in Owen County, and I owned a lot of tobacco down there. And one thing that was important to all the farmers of Kentucky was the tobacco support program. This actually provided the cash income that farmers needed to live on. Well, when the federal government terminated that, money was supposed to be used that came from the tobacco settlement to help develop different kinds of farming activities that would, in effect, replace what cash the people used to earn off of tobacco. And one of the major emphasis was to redevelop the winery industry in Kentucky. Most people don't realize this, but Kentucky had the first commercial winery in the United States back in about 1801 or 1802, and the first commercial vineyard. Prior to Prohibition, more than half of all of wine grapes came from Kentucky. In fact, when I did research on it, I was really amazed by that fact. And it has the oldest vineyard society. Well, what I wanted to do was find out from the farmers how much help they were getting from the state as far as developing the program, marketing their product, and what were the benefits, direct benefits to them. And I learned that there were a lot of gaps that needed to be filled. So my initial idea was to develop a central location somewhere in northern Kentucky. And since I-75 runs almost right past the facility, I saw this as a gateway opportunity. And then we looked with some prodding from the wine farmers, the grape farmers, to include other kinds of agriculture. So that's how we expanded it to beef, pork, produce, and actually other value-added products such as foods and whatnot that we carry in our general store.
You have a very strong tie to local producers here in Kentucky.
That's correct. That's correct. I'm a native of Kentucky. My parents had a farm. My father raised beef cattle. I had a farm. So I'm very well connected with the rural community in Kentucky. And without the family farms in Kentucky, I think it would be a real loss to the state to not continue to support in every way we can, you know, the farm community. So that's why the emphasis here is very strong on promoting Kentucky agriculture and Kentucky products. After all, we're the direct beneficiaries of all of that.
How did you make the connections with the various vendors that you have here at Friendly Market?
That was a real task. I had a lot of support from the folks at the Department of Ag in Kentucky. A gentleman by the name of Roger Snell was very helpful to me. So I was able to go around the state, meet a lot of folks. I went to places in the state of Kentucky I never knew even existed. For example, I met the Cheney family down in Bowling Green, who made their own ice cream. And, of course, now we have Don Lambert, who is handling ice cream. He initially started out selling the Cheney ice cream, but now he makes his own. So we have our own brand that's actually right here, you know, developed right here in our market. And then we have the beef that's locally produced. We have grass-fed beef. We have what is called finished beef, which is raised on grass, but then finished with feed so that they become graded out as choice or better quality beef. Allison, who is the owner of Butcher Betty's, also gets local pork, and she does a tremendous job in promoting all aspects of that and in developing a client base that wants that kind of product. Jeff Cooper, who's in the Produce Connection. He has a general store where he carries a lot of evaluated products, Amish-made products, and others that are made by farmers in the state. And, of course, he'll be working with Amish farmers to sell their products when they come in season. Then we have Unbridled Spirits, who probably at this point has the best and most complete selection of Kentucky-grown or Kentucky-made wines and Kentucky bourbons anywhere in the state. Very, very high quality.
Given the name, is there sort of a friendly competition with Findlay Market in downtown Cincinnati?
No, I'll tell you, I've been a fan of Findlay Market for a long time. My goal is not to duplicate what Findlay Market is, because after all, Findlay's over 150 years old. But if you look at the origins of Findlay Market, it too was established as a farmer's market. What I'm more interested in doing is capturing the spirit rather than duplicating what it is that they're doing. I wanted to create an atmosphere here where all of our merchants who are local have a very strong vested interest in their own business and in the market, and to tell the folks coming in here, hey, we want to be everything we can be to help you continue to be our customers. And we do the same thing in just the atmosphere we're trying to create. I think we've got a great mix of vendors in here, merchants in here. Very shortly, we're going to have a seafood and fish market. And I'm working on expanding and actually doubling the size of the market so that we bring in other very unique vendors and create what I would call a critical mass so that the place will pop year-round.
The Findlay Market is located just off the Mount Zion exit of I-75 in Florence, Kentucky. For links to more information about the Findlay Market and upcoming events, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.